Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycles. This is Suzanne, and I want to thank you all for being here today. We are heading into the fourth lunar cycle. A new moon will be arriving here on the North American continent on the West Coast about 8:22 p.m. And for those of you that are in different parts of the world, it'll arrive when it arrives. And I encourage each and every one of you to listen. So this morning I was listening and I kept hearing, grab the bull by the horns, grab the bull by the horns. And of course, this moon is going into the constellation of Taurus. And there's a couple of things I want to point out here because I sat with that. I'm like, huh, I don't usually like comment too much about astrology. I figure that's a personal path and there's many different ways to explore that. And and there's many great astrologers on this planet. However, what it did is it took me beyond on a couple levels. It took me into kind of Gnostic teachings about the feminine and also about the manipulation of astrology, because there are actually 13 lunar cycles in an annual solar cycle. And if you grew up or have been to certain parts of the world, island nations, and even down in Peru, Guatemala, kind of Central Americas and Northern Southern Americas, there is the practice to follow these 13 moons. And so that was taken out. And what that does is that really messes with all of society's biorhythms. When you're forced into using a calendar that actually goes against the natural rhythms of nature, meaning the feminine, female embodiment, biological female, has a moon cycle that's 28 days, give or take. In this day and age, it could be all over the place for many reasons. But to bring yourself into a 28-day cycle can be done to bring yourself and migrate back to that location. And so when I kept hearing that this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, it's Gaia, it's Sophia rising up. And there's this aspect that also has been, I would feel, co-opted from the feminine, the traditions and the pathways that a feminine embodiment, biological female, rose up to not only raise herself from these cycles, from being a maiden to a woman, to a mother, to a crone, going through these cycles that are so sacred. And now being in a society where it's like messing with all these natural rhythms. And so this energy is rising up, and those horns, so the bull is actually a representation of the feminine, and it's the fallopian tubes. And the head of the bull is the uterus. And grabbing that bull by the horns, meaning grabbing your divine femininity, your given right, having a Ferrari factory, I call it, in your body. If you're a biological female listening, that you have this mechanism to create. You are an extension of the unexplainable, the miracle of life that is exhibited from plant kingdom to the insects, to the animals, to the fish, all this life. And you as a biological female are an extension of that miracle. And then this took me a little further because, you know, we have been programmed as women. And it's an interesting dichotomy that's happening right now, because there's a program out there trying to convince women to be subservient to the masculine. Yet we're entering an era that we don't remember. We haven't entered in it fully, where there's the equality between biological male, biological female, and it just equality through all representation of humanity at this juncture. And the one thing that gets subtracted from that is fear, oppression, all of that. And so if you're one of those people that want to have fear and all of that, and you're trying to make someone submit to you, you're probably going to want to sit with yourself a little bit in the forest and really reflect on what that means. And the other part, and I've mentioned this before, is that the female, because we have the capacity, and when I'm using the word female, I want everyone to understand I'm talking about a biological female that has the capacity to have a child, irregardless if you chose to have one or not, or want one and it didn't work out. Either way, that's what I'm talking about when I say female. And so when you go through this process, one, coming into your cycle as a maiden, coming into your womanhood, very sacred. And our society has shamed that a lot of times. And it's an alchemical time for the young maiden going into her early womanhood phase and in stepping into the gift of potentially creating life, another human. And then as the woman comes along and is ready to bear children, she steps into this whole other phase, and each phase totally shifts your mindset on reality. And then the woman is asked to shut down her Ferrari factory because she needs to become the seer for her community, her tribe, her family. And all these very magical, mysterious things lead us through these phases as a woman. And the one thing that happens, and I find it very interesting, is that there's this great push to ask and request women to be sex objects, to be suppressed and submit and play these very interesting archetypal roles where there's a hierarchy of the man above the woman. And really, we're exiting that era. And when I felt that energy of grabbing the bull by the horns, and ironically, but not ironically, my last name is Toro, was teased greatly with that name growing up in the Southwest. But hearing that, it's this primal call that's rising up in all the feminine. So if you're a biological female, this is rising up in you. And I'm seeing it in the macro world where women are standing up. They're like, it's enough, enough. And if you're not a biological female or gone through any of these phases, it's going to be difficult for you to relate. It's imagining having, you know, a PC versus a Mac. They operate similar, but not the same. And the same as if you're a biological male to a biological female, similar humans, but not the same. And so this is long talked about in the Gnostic teachings, that as the Earth Mother started to go through her awakening, which she woke up a little while ago, a couple moon cycles back. It was really beautiful. And meaning that she's aware that she's part of the Earth. And so if you have time to study the mythos of the Gnostic teachings, it's rather beautiful and interesting, I find it, that, you know, these eight pairs work together to imagine this world system. And irregardless of your belief system, you can read it as a mythos. However, there's an awakening to this living, breathing organism that we are a part of. And that awakening is also happening in each and every one of you. And as it does, it's calling us, it's commanding our attention in certain places. And so on a macro level, we're seeing where we haven't been accountable as a society, from the younger generations to the older generations. Everyone's seeing and starting to hold themselves, not everyone, but many are seeing and holding each other accountable. And brilliantly enough, it's happening through this technology. I don't think that was a plan, but it's happening. And the Earth ecosystem is operating through all the ether, all that is and all that is not. So it has a power that can't really be put into words and is mind-boggling. And so as we enter into this cycle, I encourage each and every one of you, biological male, biological female, doesn't matter, humans, I encourage every humans, cyborg, I don't know, half-breed, whatever, all breeds of two-leggeds walking on the planet, I encourage you to sit with this, that your attention is going to be commanded in a way that you are not really going to understand what has taken over you, meaning that you're going to have a deep knowing and you're going to be called to an action that for those that aren't awake may not make sense. And so this is a good time in this lunar cycle to start to anchor in what's important to you and to start to really being honest with yourself where you have programs. And what I mean by programs are that when you turn on your television, when you turn on your technology, when you turn on anything that's fed to the mass media, through mass media, through theology, all these things become programs. And especially when you have a fallible human in between interfacing and distilling information, their programs happen. And this is why we have all this multi-generational healing happening right now. And so if you know thyself in this moment, it's going to help. If you're still confused or feeling like, gosh, when does this, all this like go in the favor of humanity? It's happening. Yet understand that the one of the most harsh it overlays is this Chronos time and this calendar that doesn't keep us in our natural biorhythms. And that's why I utilize the sun and the moon to help myself and others to track where they are in interdimensional space. And from there, you will not only be syncing up to your own rhythm, but you'll be syncing up to the macro rhythm. And so if in this moment you start to really get even clearer and also aware of where you might still have programs, and this is a simple way to do this, is when you walk around and if you practice listening, speaking less, you will hear people saying sound bites all day long. Oh, the market's going to crash. The world's going to end. Oh, if you don't do this, you're going to go to HE double hockey sticks. If you don't do this, you're possessed. Oh, hey, you know what? This is good for you now. That's not. Hey, did you try this next thing? Oh, did you know what? The electrical cars are actually bad for the environment. Just goes on and on and on and on. If you listen, you will hear the sound bites. And then if you were to cross-check this, any mass media or trending feeds, you will start to see simultaneously the entrainment that's happening. And this is why it's a really good time to be in nature right now and to be really quiet with yourself and getting clear with yourself. And anything that you might be grasping on or really want or feeling like you need to have it now, I would say, you know, just be patient because we're at this very like amazing moment, you know? And so, you know, it's fascinating because we can be in a rush because it's uncomfortable. It's been uncomfortable for humanity for thousands of years. And now we're getting to the climactic moment where we are being called to grab the bull by the horns. And this is mainly a cry and an activation to those that were destined to be a biological female in this lifetime. And what I say mean by destiny is that we have destiny. We have destiny of when we entered, when we'll exit, specific things that have happened over the course of your life. And you have also free will, where you'll, it's two things happening simultaneously. And that free will is helping weave your future. And so this is where one would look at like astrology, because that helps map some of the imprints. That's what an astrologer will see, is the imprint of where you've been and where you're going. And with consciousness and awareness, you can weave not only for your present moment, but for the future. So if you get really clear as a human or a being here on planet Earth, is that if you can get very clear with yourself and where there are still programs, and the, how this will help as a lead up into this moment, this action moment, is that you will feel the resistance from the program, because the program is trying to hold you and train you into something that you're not, or perpetuate an old pattern to keep you from taking this divine action. And it's not just going to happen to the female, but the reason it's so important right now is that as the female are called into action, and that's going to shift a lot of dynamics in family units, in partnerships, in marriages. And it might feel bittersweet, but if you're clear and you know, wow, I have been programmed this way, you know, this is all different kinds of ideology that gets pushed through education, through political pop culture, through sports, through religion, through all these things, these entrainments happen. And then people are repeating sound bites without really thinking. And the reason I would point that your scriptures, no matter what faith you're leaning towards or not, those are placed to welcome you into contemplation and to ask a lot of questions, because they're not exempt. Nothing is exempt from what's happened to this point. And the other part, that by being invited to really grab on to the source of your ability, women, to create, is to reclaim it as it's yours. It's yours to govern over. It's yours to hold sacred. And it's yours to help the generations that are rising up to do the same. You know, probably the most recent persecution on this planet is all the indigenous tribes. And having learned this history from some of their mouths, that tribes that I've been connected to and still connected to, they always honored the feminine. And I remember one day walking across the mesa out at Hopi Nation and being told they never knew what it meant to violate a woman. It was not even a concept. And now, present moment, I'm reading this beautiful book about Iroquoian women, the feminine and the daughters, the mother and the daughters. And the same message is woven in here. And they also didn't know what to do with that word evil. We are at a point where there's a lot of things that have to get unscrambled in our brain, in our heart. And so it's that moment that we all get to reclaim our understanding of how sacred creation is. We get the opportunity to reclaim our voice and how we relate this to our pathways. They're all unique. So, if inspired, I encourage each and every one of you, as we go into this meditation, to let everything just wash away, but to hold, and I'll repeat it at the end, that this is your moment to really harness the creation energy and to really understand how sacred it is. And as you reclaim it, something spontaneous is arising, and you want to be clear. You want to be clear and willing to let go of your old programming. Because the certain thing that we have at this moment is change. And so if we don't take the time and space and willingness to surrender to that change, it can make it much more difficult for ourselves and others. So, with that being said, I welcome you to come up into an upright seated position, taking a deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. Good. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, I welcome you to gaze at a focal point down in front of you, especially if your mind is busy. And then follow your breath. If your mind wanders, just bring your attention back to that focal point and your breath. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Joshua Nevi'ai, Joshua Nevi'um, Vo'a Nevi'ai, Ne'ai Nevi'ai.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. And when you're ready, gently rising up into a seated position. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. And then just gently, as you come up into that seated position or rising up when you're ready, just taking a moment to extend your spine up and drop the shoulders down, and taking another deep breath in and out. So, I encourage you, if you have a little bit more space, just to be. And as I mentioned before, we went into the silence and the sound, is that this is an important time to really get clear where you might be programmed. And if you have questions about that or need someone to reflect, please feel free to email me or text me if you have my number, or set up an appointment, whatever it might be. I'll do my best to get back to you, however you reach out. And just to understand that being programmed is a true thing. That's how the world has gone round, is by entrainment. And so as you get clear with that, that'll help you understand where you might have some friction or resistance. It's because those programs can make it hard when we're being pushed through to another threshold. Had a friend of mine, he would say, yeah, you just need to go through a few more filters. And at the time, I didn't really understand, but there was resistance. I had resistance, but I was being entering into a period of intense memories, remembrance, and awakening. And that's the other thing about this. This is more about remembering than awakening. It's remembering who you truly are and your innate gifts and utilizing them. Hence that looking towards the source of our own creation between male and female. And that is our divine gift that we get to co-create with one another. And so as you identify any programs, decide if you want to unprogram. You can reach out to me about that too. But just decide first, do you want to get a little bit more unprogrammed? And that will help you as we go forward. And then see if you're ready to embrace how sacred creation energy is. And are you ready to hold it that way? Because it's not meant to be just shared without deep thought and alignment and calibration and consent. So, I want to thank you all for being here. I'm really grateful to be at this moment where we get to do some deep healing. Some deep healing and rebalancing. And my heart goes out to each and every one of you. I love you all. And I want to give a special thanks to Random Rav, Kadri Scott, Dante Marino for having your influence here in this creation. And And until next time, we're going to sign out with Fields of Flowers. Perfect song for the female embodiment rising up into an expression of her feminine, biological feminine, in a way that maybe she doesn't even remember. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.